I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 10th. The new General's Bridge in Quincy Center is expected to open to traffic by the end of this week. The bridge connects the Bergen Parkway with Quincy Center. The bridge was supposed to be open last May, then again last November, but state officials blame the delays on issues with asbestos and demolition. The bridge was built over the MBTA tracks and is designed to allow motorists to turn right off of the Bergen Parkway onto the bridge and to Parking Way, or right off of the bridge onto the Bergen Parkway. Officials say the new bridge will help alleviate traffic on the Hannon Parkway by giving motorists another route to get into Quincy Center. The state funded the $10 million bridge. The city paid for the new General's Park at $25 million. The bridge and the park were dedicated last September to honor seven generals from Quincy. The Quincy Housing Authority is offering a $500 reward for information about whoever damaged nine of their vehicles. Director James Marathis says the vehicles were vandalized while they were parked at their maintenance shop on Bicknell Street in Germantown between 2 and 5 a.m. last Thursday. Cars in the Snug Harbor area were also damaged. Windows were smashed, doors were pried open, and other damage was caused when somebody tried to break into the trucks. Marathis says the reward will go to anyone who provides information that will lead to an arrest. Quincy police are investigating. A former dispatcher for a state police department has pleaded guilty to federal child pornography charges. 33-year-old Spencer Hughes of Randolph pleaded guilty last week to receipt of child pornography and possession of child pornography involving a prepubescent minor or a minor who had not attained 12 years of age. Authorities, in a search of Hughes' home in October 2020, found multiple electronic devices and external hard drives, some of which had multiple folders of what appeared to be female names. Analysis of some of the electronic devices revealed more than 2,200 images and about 68 videos of child pornography. Hughes had worked as a dispatcher for the Lincoln Police Department. He faces a maximum of 40 years in prison and is scheduled to be sentenced on May 5th. A man arrested for breaking into a house in Hall last Thursday and assaulting a person is believed to be responsible for another crime. Police say 40-year-old Carl Salt allegedly stole a truck from a local auto body shop, killed his passenger in a crash on Rockway Avenue as police were trying to pull him over. The passenger, 52-year-old Michael Peters of Hall. Police say they were called about 10 p.m. last Thursday about a reported break-in at an auto body shop on Nantasket Avenue. Officers were told a man stole a Ford truck. One officer then found the truck on the road and tried to pull the driver over. Police say the driver then lost control and crashed into a pole. As of Friday night, an investigation into the crash is ongoing. Officers checked on Peters and pronounced him dead at the scene. After the crash, police were called about somebody breaking into a home on Avalon Drive and assaulting another person. Salt was then arrested after he was found nearby on the road. He's charged with domestic assault and battery, breaking and entering, and intimidation of a witness will be arraigned today in Hingham District Court. Massachusetts' two U.S. senators are calling for a review of conditions at the Plymouth County Jail for federal immigration detainees. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey said that they have heard from the families of detainees and their attorneys and advocates about poor treatment and care at the jail. In a January 3rd letter, the two Democrats said families have voiced concerns about lack of access to food and hot water, inadequate medical care and hygiene, limited interactions with legal counsel, religious rights violations, and retaliatory punishments. Detainees should have access to a safe, dignified, and lawful environment, according to the senators in the letter to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald, who oversees the jail, said in a statement that his jail is a safe, secure, and modern facility, and the claims described in the letter are unfounded. McDonald announced last fall plans to end an agreement with ICE that deputizes some of its staff to act as immigration agents. That decision, however, did not impact its arrangement with ICE to house immigrant detainees. The jail currently holds about 160 detainees and remains the lone facility in the state for housing them. ICE agreements with Bristol and Franklin jails recently ended when some detainees were transferred to the Plymouth jail. A judge has awarded nearly $1 million in damages to the families of four fishermen who died when their Maine-based boat mysteriously sank off the Massachusetts coast in 2020. The 82-foot Portland, Maine-based Emmy Rose went down early November 23, 2020, as it was heading to port after a seven-day fishing trip. The Portland Press-Herald reports U.S. District Judge John Woodcock distributed insurance proceeds from the boat owner in an order last Wednesday. He wrote that each man died an unspeakably tragic and terrible death. The vessel made no distress calls. It was found in May. Authorities are still investigating how it sank. Check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated on Friday. The Dow is down 4 points. The NASDAQ dropped 144. The S&P lost 19. Global stocks are mixed today after Wall Street fell on worries the Fed will raise interest rates as soon as March. The dollar is higher. The euro is down. Oil at $79 a barrel. Sports, of course, Patriots lose in Miami, 33-24, but they are in the playoffs, the wild card, Saturday night. And they take on the Bills in Buffalo at 8:15. The Bruins are in Washington tonight at 7 to take on the Capitals, and the Celtics will host the Pacers at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, cloudy, breezy, and highs in the upper 20s. Tonight's clear and cold, low of 24. Bitter blast of Arctic air blows in tomorrow. Sunshine tomorrow, but daytime highs about 11 degrees with wind chills below zero. Tomorrow night, temperatures dip into the single digits with wind chills below zero. A bit of a moderation on Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 32. Cloudy, 37 for Thursday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwesterly winds turning westerly, gusting 25 to 30 knots. Next high tide, 5:46 p.m. Sunrise at 7:11, it's set at 4:31. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 10th.